Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Off the ball, rugby.
They didn't have to work as hard as Ireland, and we often hear that in sport. It doesn't matter how hard, but you have to work. You get still get the same amount of points, whether you have to go 20 phases or 2 phases.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Boom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Shouty segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Each week, we pick 3 OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia to pit them up against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me, without further ado, to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. And what a stacked lineup we have. If Mick would just put his phone down and pay attention.
Looking up the URC fixtures.
Just checking all the Villa Instagrams.
Our first contestant started this week in the roughest of fashion when his beloved Clare were trounced last Sunday by the Limerick team that have lost their legs, Maria.
Never said that.
However, last night his fortunes changed when the Villains reached their first European final in 40 years. But we don't care for outside sporting achievements here. Last week he announced that he was the king of the crappy quizzes this year before he turned into Mark Allen in the rapid fire round. This week he's back, he's angry, and he's gunning for the throne. Had a lot of nicknames since turning from quizmaster to contestant. It's back to Mick, not the one from Barnsley, McCarthy.
Thank you. Things turned around on Wednesday night, actually. First, when the Clare under-20s had a huge win over Cork in the Munster semi-final.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very enjoyable game. Great level of the game, I would say. Better than senior and probably more important.
Yeah.
It's true. But, what do you mean that you're the king of the quiz?
Oh, you announced he's the king of the quiz.
I said I'd basically... Unbeaten. I didn't say I was the king. I said I hadn't been beaten since I left the presenter's chair. And then David beat me fair and square.
Then
and
it was
probably
like,
should have beaten me by more.
Then it was... come with the king, you best not miss, and so on and so forth. It was
but the whole thing has been like stat padded in 2026
because
myself and Arthur have been siphoned off to Siberia, aka working the midnight oil. We're not allowed to actually partake in this quiz anymore.
You were straying into problem child territory there, weren't you?
Absolutely. Sorry.
Channeling your inner John Delaney.
It's anonymous. Problem child, Siberia, whatever way you want to put it. Arthur and I, the two kings, King A and King B of 2025 of the crappy quiz, have just been excommunicated. And that's fine. That's fine.
Well, here you are, Owen.
It's good to, for my second time in 2026, it's good to be back.
Well, all right.
How did I get on my first quiz in 2026?
Nobody knows.
I won it.
Yeah. The only people who remember anyone's crappy quiz record is themselves.
And the person who emails in at Christmas every year. Please do that again this year if I have a good record.
Next up, we have a man making his long-awaited return as a contestant to the crappy quiz. He spent the first part of this week crossing enemy lines as he went to visit former Cork hurling manager Pat Ryan in the real capital. Ever since, he's been biting nails about Kerry's ever-growing injury list ahead of this weekend's Munster final, aided by Paddy Clifford reposting a clip of himself and Mike Quirk talking about it. Woo! Arsenal start winning some games and suddenly this contestant is back putting his name forward for crappy quizzes again. Please welcome founder and leader of the Kerry Mafia, Owen Consiglieri. Shane.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
How could he be the founder, leader, but yet only a lowly consigliere?
You pass it over to somebody else. Heavy lies the head that wears the crown.
Precisely what happened with the crappy quiz. Went from host to contestant to
never
excommunicated.
What would you have to do to get excommunicated?
Don Emeritus.
What would you have to do to get excommunicated from the Kerry Mafia at this point?
The bar is pretty low, actually. Just associate with any other county, I guess. Pat Ryan might have
Pat Ryan
done me
interview,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, might have done me
what
in.
What a lovely reaction to the Pat Ryan interview.
And a lovely man.
Yeah. People are interested in his Boise State t-shirt.
Yeah, I didn't mean to ask. I think he does have a good interest in American sports. Should have just asked him that. Would have been a great question.
And last but certainly not least, we have a man who's been running around the Off the Ball office showing everyone the fan footage of Jet McCarron's last second two-pointer last Saturday. Jesus, have you ever seen anything like it? Pure mental. Obviously, he was McCarron's inspiration when just the day before he declared that arrogant Mick McCarthy had wrote him and old Monaghan off before he barnstormed his way to the title. It remains to be seen if he can continue that hot streak today. Please welcome your reigning, defending and very much disputed champion, David the Fountain Wilson.
Yeah, it was a good week. It's a good week. Good weekend last weekend, yeah. Started off well, won the quiz. Then Saturday was a great day. Sunday, also brilliant. Man United beat Liverpool, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's mad, isn't it? Who's written the quiz? Ben wrote the quiz.
Yeah.
Do you do a podcast with Ben?
This is completely irrelevant.
They're only... We all do podcasts with each other.
Yeah, exactly. We literally all work together.
Do you know
specifically? We literally all work together.
There's like a round of people who we mentioned on the podcast this week. Shoot your shot. As ever, please send any questions you have for us via email to crappyquiz@offtheball.com, which I think Mick is still the only person who has the details.
Oh, and there's been some, but I haven't written a quiz in ages, so I don't know what to do with those things. I can't use them.
Well, you can maybe get back to writing a quiz every week on, week off. Anyway. Far be it from me to suggest this thing I've been suggesting for months again. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, send us posts to Quizmaster Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2.
Quiz is a good 4-hour investment.
We still don't know. We still don't know where all the mail goes. We've got a shiny new building, but the mail just kind of comes to the building and then
goes down to the bottom.
Into the ether.
It goes down to the bottom of the newsroom
with all of the newsroom stuff.
You just have to dig through it. Like,
yeah.
If only we had an area where we all. Worked.
Round one is call your shot round. Mick's calling HR, by the way, if you wanted to just dig into that there. Is there anything else you'd like to get off your chest here at the National Airwaves?
I think you've got me wrong there.
No. I'm going to give you a set of questions with list answers. You can each bid on how many you can name. The person with the highest bid will see how many they can answer. If they reach the number, they win the point. It's very straightforward. We make it sound much more complicated than it actually is. If you don't get the full number... at any point, or if you get one wrong, the remaining two players will be asked to predict the amount they can name from the remaining answers, and if they don't reach that mark, the last man standing wins the coveted coward's point. We will allow counter bids when it's your turn. If somebody bids the full amount on their turn, they will get their chance. Name, question one, name every player who won an All-Star for Dublin under Jim Gavin between the years of 2013 and 2019. I'm going to give you one hint, right? There are 17 in total. Only one of these players was a single time All-Star. Everybody else was a multiple All-Star over the course of this period.
What was the period, sorry?
Yeah, thank you.
2013 to 2019, and Jim Gavin era.
And there are?
17 in total. Mick, Owen, David.
10.
I'm next. 12.
13.
17 in total. Oh, that 13 is a dodgy number.
Greatest team of all time?
I'd do 14.
I'm not going higher than that.
Go ahead.
Greatest team of all time? Just name the starting line for one of the All-Ireland finals. You probably get it.
Stephen Cluxton.
Correct.
Jack McCaffrey.
Super Jack McCaffrey.
James McCarthy.
Jack McCaffrey 4, Stephen Cluxton 2.
James McCarthy, you got yet?
Probably a mistake. James McCarthy is 3 in this era.
Brian Fenton.
Fenton 4.
Paul Flynn.
Paul Flynn 2. This is just that era, obviously.
Yeah. He is 4. Yeah, he got 4 in a row. Yeah.
I got more than that.
No, Paul Flynn. My 6-year-old daughter's GA coach.
Very good.
Very good coach.
I'm sure he is.
For a 6-year-old. Sorry, that's... Am I there yet? No, that's not all.
One,
no.
2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5. 8 more to go.
Bernard Brogan.
Bernard Brogan we will take because it is correct. 2 times under Jim.
Paul Mannion.
Paul Mannion. 3 times under Jim.
Oh, I nearly said someone I didn't mean to say there. That would have been a disaster. Kieran Kilkenny.
Kieran Kilkenny 3 times.
Conor Callaghan.
Conor Callaghan twice.
Okay.
There are eight remaining, which means you have nine.
Fair enough, yeah. Michael Fitzsimons.
Michael Fitzsimons twice.
Philly McMahon.
Philly McMahon, the single, the lone singleton.
Okay. Any more do I need? I'm in the maybes
there's
now.
Six left. There are 11 that you've got, and you need 13 to win. All right? 14.
Brian Howard.
Brian Howard. There's little pirouettes twice.
I have a forward that came into my head and it's gone. I can't remember who it is now. John Small. Oh, no, really?
No, John Small. No, John Small. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I have other people, I know.
5 left. Owen goes first.
Nah. No, David said 13.
Oh, no, that's not how it works. The bidding restarts.
From 5.
To 0.
Of the 5 left, you bid.
So I now have to give a new bid.
Yes. Mm. How many of the remaining 5 names, which don't include John Small, can you name?
3.
Go on ahead.
Dermot Connolly.
Correct.
Dermot Connolly.
Oh. He's famous.
Johnny Cooper.
Johnny Cooper was the one I had, yeah.
Famous. 2 times.
And Player of the Year 2013, Michael Darren McCauley.
No.
What?
No, not 2013.
Well, he won Player of the Year, Footballer of the Year in 2013.
So we just better check this then, Ben Symes. He's actually not with us today. He won't be with us ever again if this is... So
he won Footballer of the Year in 2013.
Then there would have been 18 in total.
Could he have won Footballer of the Year and not an All-Star?
No, that would have been... because that's Brian Wheelahan territory, remember? Mm-hmm.
That was his year, I'm sure.
It had to have been. It can't have been 2011. Yeah. I just don't think it can. That's the only reason why I'm not giving it like the big one, because there's a 5% chance it could
have
been 2011.
He only has one All-Star. No, 2011 was Alan Brogan.
Of course. Mm. Of course.
Football of the Year, Michael Darren Collie, 2013, yeah. So.
Honours. All-Star Award, 2011 and 2013. So he's right, and there was an extra person, but would we have bid more if we knew there was more?
No, I
you
think
wouldn't
not
have.
It's pretty
all right,
straightforward
then.
One.
Yeah, so you just missed him.
Do you have another one?
If I had to go for one more, I would have probably gone for Ger Brennan.
Oh, well, you would have been wrong.
Rory O'Carroll, maybe?
Rory O'Carroll went twice.
Rory O'Carroll had him down, actually, yeah.
Keno Sullivan?
Yeah.
3 times.
I had him as well, I wasn't sure.
And the current stand-in interim...
Oh, of course, Dean Rock.
Dean Rock twice.
Dean Rock was the one I forgot about. Remember I said I had a forward in my head and I just went down in my head. There we go.
Easily
could have got to 14 there.
A point for Owen and a deduction of a point for Ben the next time he starts. Question 2. I'm looking for players who have over 100 caps for the Irish men's or women's national football teams. There are 15 in total. The bidding is Owen, then David, then Mick.
15 in total.
15 in total, men's and women's. 100 centurions. They don't call them centurions because they're not.
That's a good one now.
Romans.
I'm going to go with 10.
High number.
What happens if one? If it doesn't matter. I don't want to get into it.
11.
There are how many in total?
15, I think.
12. It's back to you.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought that ends it. I'd say name them. I can't name more than 12.
That's not your job. That's my job as the host. I like the way you're like, a little cuckoo in the nest.
I'm sticking with my... So, as people can guess, I'm new to this round. I don't think I'll be able to name more than that.
So is it 12?
Yeah.
Go on ahead.
He traps me every week, doesn't he? This is where David wins this quiz.
I didn't win the last point though, so...
Okay.
The most famous, apart from Roy Keane, the most famous footballers, men's and women's, in Irish football history.
Yeah. I just don't have that many. I just thought I'd have a few more written down by the time I got to this. Shay Given.
134 caps.
John O'Shea.
Shay-Z, 118.
Robbie Keane.
146. The most.
Kevin Kilbane.
110.
Um,
110 caps, outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Good man, Kev.
Barely missed the game. Katie McCabe.
Katie McCabe.
Just hit it.
105.
Denise O'Sullivan.
Just sort of 131.
Yeah.
Anya Gorman.
Anya Gorman, 119.
Now, I'm just going to slow me roll for a second now. That's, right, there's a dispute over this, but I'm pretty sure he'll be on Ben's list because he should be. Damien Duff.
I'm going to give you that because I did Google this when it happened and they have him at 100 everywhere.
Yeah, but he's on that list, is he? Yeah, okay.
Did Ben write him down?
Yeah.
Why is there a dispute? Is there a dispute over...
One of the games that he played got, like, reclassified. He played a friendly against Bulgaria or something like that that was later
taken off as
an internet, like, years later. So, weird one. But he made his 100th cap, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's nice delaying tactics. So that's five. What's that, eight?
That's eight. How many do you need?
I think I need four more, don't I? I said 12.
12, yeah.
Four okay, more. I need to just go into my... thought process here a little bit. Surely there's loads of people that are obvious that I haven't quite thought of yet. Positions on the pitch.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start, I suppose.
Defenders, midfielders, strikers.
Who was the first player to get to 100?
Trequartistas.
Okay, maybe I need to go into the women's game a little bit.
Liberals.
More. I'm not going to get four more. There's no hope. Okay, let's go to Niamh Fahey.
Niamh Fahey, 115.
Louise Quinn.
Louise Quinn, 122.
So two more. Okay.
There are some obvious ones.
I'm sure there are.
I know they're all obvious when I'm looking at a list of them, but...
Okay. What am I missing here?
Do.
Steve Staunton.
Steve Staunton. First man to do it, right?
I think so, yeah. So I need one more.
You need one more.
Oh, bloody hell.
There are four left. Does anybody have any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? That's life in this round, yes. That's why you all need to shoot your shot. Bit of main character energy here, lads. Come on.
No, not at all. I wouldn't have got half the ones that she named. That's the problem. That's why it's great being a coward in this round.
Yeah.
Must be another.
You just have to have a point of difference on something.
No, he didn't make it.
Who?
Doesn't matter.
Getting cranky?
No, I'm not getting cranky. I'm fine. I'm getting stressed. I feel like I should know this.
Say my name. Come on.
What's the time here?
Yeah, come on.
Picture him running out in front of the rest of his teammates as the other 14 players go out and Ireland's call sounds.
Ireland's call. Diane Caldwell.
Boom, 102.
Whoa,
I wasn't sure. I knew she was on
the depths of hell.
Byrne.
Emma Byrne.
Emma, my God.
The most, 134. Richard Dunn, no?
Oh, no, I didn't think so. God. And Glenn Whelan was the other one. I feel he's strong in the 90s. Yeah.
James McLean.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Snakes on a Plane. And the only one that we didn't get was Kira Grant at 105.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, regular guest on the show.
Or Kira Grant.
The other Kira Grant.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Arsenal Champions League winner.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I know her too.
Question three. Since the inception of the URC Pro 14 Celtic League in 2001, there have been eight winners in total. How many of the eight can you name? Bidding goes David, then Michael, then Owen.
What was the first year?
2001.
Oh, God. There's eight in total. I'll go five.
Mick?
Five's a bloody good number as well. He's good at this round, isn't he?
On 0 points this round.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he's good at forcing me into things I don't want to do.
I do not consent.
No, I'll leave you off.
Six.
David?
I go seven.
Seven?
I'll leave you off.
All right.
Seven.
Seven teams who have played in the Pro 14, the Magners League, the Rabo, the URC, since 2001.
Who've won it.
Who've won it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Munster.
Munster have won it four times. 03, 09, 2011, 2023.
Leinster.
Nine-time winners.
Connacht.
Once, yeah. 2016.
Glasgow.
Glasgow, 2015 and 2024.
Ospreys.
Ospreys, 05, 07, 10 and 12.
Now I have two really risky ones here. Edinburgh?
No. 0 times champions.
So how many Edinburgh. Are left?
There are three left. Who bid last? You.
My bid, I think.
Yeah. Although one. Technically your non-bid is a, shouldn't be counted, but okay. I'm going to take this. Mick has said one.
Two.
Go one says it. Two.
Stormers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Scarlets.
Scarlets. 2017 and 2004. And then the one you just didn't get.
Ulster.
Darragh Smith-Lochlin shouting at you. Ulster.
Yeah,
in 2006.
Yeah, I had Edinburgh then Ulster. Anyway.
Good Ulster man there. I didn't actually know. Yeah.
Ulster. Yeah. Less out of it. Monaghan and Ulster rugby.
I have no idea.
I mean, it is.
Tommy Bow is from
four proud provinces of Ireland, you know. Mick is on one, Owen is on two, David is on nil. Round two, let's face it, the Wikipedia round needed a shake-up. Arthur did that last week and it was executed quite well. However, round two will once again be shaken up again. Now, the Ben had a confidence with, you know, some good stuff earlier, and then the confidence exploded alongside Michael Darren McCauley's Footballer of the Year Award. So round two is going to be shaken up again this week with the introduction of the brand new I've Played With round.
Ah, I like it.
Yes, I can do that as I'm the quiz writer this week, it says. I'll give you a list of five players that this unnamed sports star has played alongside. Your job is to guess the player who's played with all these who are named. 2 points are to be awarded if the answer can be correctly identified when player one is revealed. If you guess the name after any of the other four, you get 1 point. You can have one guess per player. It's shout your...
per player. Okay, great.
One guess per player named.
You shout your name.
Shout your crappy quiz nicknames. Not the one from Barnsley.
And when did Consigliere. You get, when did you get a name change?
Constantly. Every week. This is the first time there's been a second one.
Yeah.
Or it's the second use of one.
He actually had
the one. You listen to the quiz on
no? They just have a...
you know, listen to the quiz.
It's available free on all podcast platforms at the moment. Yeah. So, you know.
News to me.
Mainly on the goal out player. No, don't, no, it's not news to you. You just forgot.
Don't say the brackets. they're just for answers at the end, it says here. But it might say the brackets. Well, I don't know. Number one, this player has played with... Jack Byrne.
Consigliere.
Yeah.
Victor Ojinvuna.
No.
Glittering career that he's had. Many, many clubs.
Will I be able to get five more players, you think? Player two. No other guesses. Conor Hourihan.
The Fountain. Darrow Shea.
No.
Consigliere. Callum O'Dowda.
No. Player number three. Jordan Pickford.
Consigliere.
Yeah.
Jake O'Brien.
No. Nobody else?
Seamus Coleman?
No.
Didn't say your name. Not the one from Barnsley. James McLean?
No. Tyrone Mings?
Okay.
Consigliere. Morgan Rogers?
No.
Jack Byrne. Not the one from Barnsley. No, that was Margaret Rogers exactly what I was thinking.
Man City Academy.
Yeah. Ollie Watkins.
You're in the wrong team. It's not the Man City Academy. Go on. If you got a name?
No, go on.
Final one is Bernardo Silva. The player I name in four is the player who he's played with the most. So that was Mings.
Oh, this is a good one.
So the players are Jack Byrne, Conor Hourihan, Jordan Pickford, Tyrone Mings, and Bernardo Silva. In reverse order, it was at Man City.
Go on.
Has anybody guessed this round?
Could I guess and then do the clues?
I'm giving you this so that we'll get an answer.
Yeah, well, I was going to guess on the previous one, which was Luca Dean.
You're out then.
I'm not out. I'm still on the last club. That's the guess on the last club, and then I'm back in for the...
I think Ben's actually telling us that you're out.
Yeah.
Ben hasn't a clue.
I'm going to let you in this time, but that's bullshit. Right? And you know it's bullshit.
Ben is spinning right now.
That's why I asked. Anyway,
you didn't ask. You were like, anyway, I had given Man City, Bernardo Silva, Aston Villa and England, Tyrone Mings, Everton and England, Jordan Pickford, Aston Villa, Conor Hourihan, and the Ireland under-21s, Jack Byrne.
Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish.
Did I not say Jack Grealish? That was just in my head, was it? Bloody hell.
Wow, that is
the dark recesses of Michael McCarthy's brain.
I thought I said Jack Grealish.
Number two, this player has played with one Ruben Amorim at Benfica. I'm not going to give you any more clues about where they played with. Sorry. Ronaldo.
We can guess in the first one for two.
Can, so. Yeah. Leary, Darwin Nunez.
No.
The Fountain. Jair Moutinho.
No. Ronaldo R9. Not Cristiano. No guesses.
Not the one from Barnsley. Elber.
No.
Consigliere.
The Fountain.
Deco.
No.
The Fountain. Rui Costa.
No. Three is Bukayo Saka.
What? This is a long career.
Consigliere. Cedric Suarez.
I was literally meant to guess that as well.
Hipsters.
Not the one from Barnsley. Chesney.
No. Number four, Eden Hazard.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
David Luiz.
Hey.
Ah, good one.
Thiago Silva was next at PSG, Chelsea, and Brazil.
Freaking hard.
Eden Hazard was Chelsea. Bukayo Saka was Arsenal. Ronaldo R9 was Brazil in 2011. He was clinging on, wasn't he?
Ronaldo had a bit of timber on then.
And Ruben Amorim at Benfica back in the day. Fair play to Ruben Amorim.
That's a great list.
Yeah.
Number three, this player played with Peter Odemwingie.
Consigliere, Michael Dawson.
Is that right?
If the answer is Michael Dawson, no. We should not go.
Walking out.
not the one from
Peter Crouch.
No.
Not the one from Barnsley. Shane Long.
Oh, well done.
Got that is redeemed. Brilliant. Two pointer.
Wow.
It's a two pointer.
Yeah, it was the first clue.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now, I bottled that. Ben is shouting at me now because I bottled it because his order was actually...
Hold on. It's irrelevant to me.
Brewing.
His
order was watcher.
James Woodlock.
Well, I mean, that is clearly way worth a two-pointer. Odemwingie.
Yeah, but then as soon as he says I'm winning, it would give it away.
Exactly. James Woodlock.
Yeah. That's why it's only worth one.
No, it's not. It's worth two.
No, sure you didn't say Woodlock.
Yeah.
No, but Odemwingie is a much more obvious sort of connection.
A West Brom player.
He's much more famous.
You said Michael Dawson.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Did he even play with Forrest?
Anyway, Peter Odemwingie, I might make one point for that because there's Virgil van Dijk, Kevin Doyle, Ryan Bertrand and
Emma has ruled like
I think that's a disgrace that there's 2 points given for that.
I think it should be 2 points.
Why?
It's a great show.
I still just heard a random player and picked his teammate. Yeah. It's irrelevant as to what way he did it.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think they get progressively easier.
Ben's giving out to me. Anyway.
Okay. It's 2 points. I have no problem with it.
But everybody would have known. As soon as I say James Woodlock, he would have gone footballer.
Yeah.
It could only have been
Shillong.
Yeah.
Odemwingie certainly would have given it away, but anyway, it doesn't matter. 2 points for me.
Number four, this player has played with Frank Stapleton.
Consigliere, Niall Quinn.
Not the one from Barnsley. David O'Leary.
The Fountain. Johan Cruyff, he'd never played with him.
Carlo Ancelotti.
Consigliere, Paolo Maldini.
Not the one from Barnsley. Frank Rijkaard.
Boom.
I'd say he should get 3 points for that.
Ajax and Milan, yeah?
Yeah.
Ajax, Milan, Yari Litmanen was next, Ruud Gullit, and then Marco van Basten.
Just the 1 point for that. Well, that's fine. That's playing by the rules.
No, it's going to make extra points. No, just he deserves
the extra points because I got within the rules of the quiz answered.
It's good to be generous.
This player, number five, this player has played with Steve Malbronk.
Consigliere.
Yeah.
Luis Saha.
No.
Not the one from Barnsley.
Yeah.
Legwinski.
No.
No, I think that's going to make the point for that.
Oh, and you're a salty MF-er.
What you call him? Brian McBride?
No. David McGoldrick.
I don't know, that's not even funny.
He was the American, remember?
Malbranch and McGoldrick. Well, okay. Not the one from Barnsley. Damien Duff.
No.
The Fountain. Andy Reid.
No. Andy Reid's good on the telly last night.
Yeah, pretty. Mm.
Very, obviously, one-eyed in his assessment of the penalty shouts.
He nearly killed Karen Carney when he said that. When she said that, Malkin should have had a penalty.
At least there was like some kind of... Because Petra, the first time, was like, I'm scared to say this. Maybe it might have been...
I liked them, actually, yeah. Once it was 4-0.
Do we have no guesses?
No guesses. Okay. Let's go.
Chiellini.
This must have taken him ages.
No guesses.
The Fountain. Emmanuel Giaccarini.
No. Aaron Ramsey.
The Fountain. Fabio Barini.
No.
Jesus.
I'm going to reset that now, right? And everybody's back in it. He played with Ramsey at Wales. The final is Luka Modric.
Consigliere. Gareth Bale.
Correct.
Why did you say the Wales thing then?
Because it was resetting.
I know, but it was... I feel like that could have come after the Modric one. But
it could, but you were all getting a bit slow. We're 40 minutes in and we're...
What Welsh player rounds. Played with Luka Modric was basically all we had time to think about.
Yeah.
And Owen got there quicker. But give a point to him because he deserves it.
I like
because he got the question right.
The like kindergarten standards is where I kind of clean up on these questions.
That's the end of the brand new I've played with round.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was not bad.
I thought it was really good. Well done, Ben.
Took a while though. That's normally the quick round.
Hold for applause and general happiness. It's a great new round, it says here. If anyone was unhappy, the number four or five for each person was the player they played with the most in their career according to Transfer Market. And they were on the pitch with everybody at the same time as everybody listed. Scores are Mick 4, Owen 4, David's on 1. Round 3 is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. These rounds are way too long. But anyway, the topic here is people who've won a medal for Ireland at the Olympics. I'm looking for names here. So if a medal was won in a team sport, each member of the team is a solo answer. For example, if there was a medal in water polo, which there wasn't, everybody on the team would have got their own individual answer. There are 43 in total. There are double points on offer. If anyone can name any of the three that Ben deems to be worthy of double points.
This is Owen's round.
What do you mean?
You're here, you're Mr. Olympics.
You'll be good at this.
You were hanging out with several of these people. The order is left to right, Mick, Owen, David. Right. Camera left to right.
Paul O'Donovan.
P-O-D. I'll scroll down and get the exact 3. 2016 silver, 2020 gold, 2024 gold.
Gary O'Donovan.
Correct. 2016 silver.
Kenny Egan.
Kenny Egan, silver in China. Light heavyweight. Mick.
Sonia Sullivan.
Sonia Silver, the princess alongside the king. That's a throwback joke, Owen, that you would get if you'd ever watched this show.
Or listened.
Yeah.
Or listened.
Whatever you want.
Katie Taylor.
A multitude of platforms. Katie Taylor, London Gold. 2012.
Kelly Harrington.
Kelly Harrington twice. 2024. Our pal.
Sonia's name written down 3 times for some reason, and another name which I've also got written down twice, so I'll get rid of it by saying Michael Carruth.
Michael Carruth, gold in Barcelona in 1992.
Reese McLenaghan.
Reese. Oof. What a day that was. You get that?
No, I wasn't.
Ronnie Delaney.
Ronnie Delaney. Shouldn't have given you the king clip or guess, should I? Anyway, you got it. Yeah, correct. Ronnie Delaney. This list is not in alphabetical order, though, Ben.
Me again, Fintan McCarthy.
Sorry, I get it. It's in chronological order. So if you could all just be a bit more chronological in your answers, I'd be very happy. Fintan, 2020-2024. Back-to-back gold.
Paddy Barnes.
Twice. 2008. 2012.
John Tracy.
John Tracy, all the way back in 1984. The iconic now commentary.
Can you hear the commentary? Give a few answers there. Michael Conlon.
Michael Conlon. In 2012.
Darren Sutherland.
I'm done now.
2008. Or Darren.
I will go with John Wilkinson. Is it John his first name? I could just think of Wilkinson. Bob, John, Will.
Are we giving him this? Wilkinson.
Well, he said the wrong first name. So
he did.
I know it's Wilkinson, I just don't know what his first name is.
I don't know, I don't care.
James Wilkinson.
Right.
1980 silver medal for the Flying Dutchman class sailor.
I feel like that's a good answer.
It is. Yeah,
answer. Can we bend the rules?
I'm giving it to you. Yeah, the sailors from 1980.
I'm okay with that too, yeah.
He had a partner in crime, by the way. The other... We had a great Olympics in 1980, I didn't realise, comparatively.
Annalise Murphy.
Annalise.
I just felt like I was going to take it off you.
2016, silver.
Philip Doyle,
the hot doctor.
Dancing doctor.
2014. 2024, sorry.
He jumped in there.
No, I'm done.
You're not?
I am.
You're not?
If he is, he is.
I can't think of anything else.
This is anybody who's won a medal for Ireland in the Olympic Games.
I know. I can't think.
How many more are there? Hundreds.
Of course there are.
Are you really done?
Yeah.
The most recent Olympic Games.
Hold on a minute.
Come on, Mick.
Wayne McCullough.
Wayne McCullough. Las Vegas. Has anybody watching Hacks? It's very good. Set in Vegas.
No.
That's where he lives. Wayne McCullough. Barcelona 92.
Pat O'Callaghan.
Dr. Pat. Two of the babies. Hammer thrower in 28 and 32.
Bob Tizzle.
Pat O'Callaghan, Bob Tizzle.
It definitely won for Ireland, yeah?
Bob Tizzle.
Same Olympics as Dr. Pat.
Why, is there controversy about that? No, he's on my list.
Space of an hour.
Yeah, sorry. It was the one before that, then they made it be...
Nina Man.
It must have been the first Olympics that Ireland...
What's your answer?
No, it's Owen's goal. He's Nina Man.
I was like, Jacques Nienaber?
I will say...
I'm struggling.
Like, I'm sure you'd accept this.
Oh, well, it depends on what mood I'm in. You've been giving me shit since the start. You never listen.
Rob Heffernan,
of course I'd accept it.
Oh, sure, why would you?
Just a little bit of a delay. It was his medal was buffering.
Sorry, of course it was buffering, but he got a medal in 2012, the bronze 50K walk.
Not in 2004, but later, Kian O'Connor.
2012.
Oh, yeah.
Same Olympics.
Yeah, good chap.
Oh,
I mean, it just has to be said. Michelle Smith.
Michelle Smith on my list.
Jeez, I actually never even thought of
it. Yeah. What made you think that?
How much we treasure them.
Okay. Emer Lamb.
Coxless 4. 2020.
Afrikio.
Same bulls. Oh, I don't know any of the other two. I should. It's a disgrace not knowing Olympic medalists, but unfortunately. Okay, I'm struggling here. Aiden Walsh,
2020,
Oh, no.
Remember he jumped up and down?
Oh, yeah.
You know, to get to the point in the Pass the Bars round where you've just done all your thinking. I'm sure I could go back for more, but it's like I have a list written down. I thought it'd be enough, and it's not going to be.
Yeah.
No, I think it might be.
I've got one more, and it's a risky one.
I've got zero more.
You're joking me.
It's hard. Top of your head, you're thinking of different sports.
What?
Oh, are we missing something silly?
Yes!
Really bad?
Yes!
Well, no, that chair is obviously being like, it's off-egging the whole situation.
I don't think so.
For once in my life, I am under-egging this whole situation.
Well, we've literally got all the gold medalists ever.
Okay, calm down. All right, especially people who have the answers in front of them.
No, calm down. We don't just have the answers in front of us.
I'm just saying in terms of helping Owen here.
We've got all the gold medalists, so going backwards.
I'm not sure we do.
No one is accepting that as true. You are erroneous.
So we're going backwards. I'm going to go through all the gold medalists because we've named them all.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Why do we have to name them all again?
Whose goal is it?
We've got Reese McLennigan. We've got Kelly Harrington from the last. What was our third? We've got the two boys. We've got Fintan McCarthy and we've got Paula Donovan.
Yeah.
They both won gold at the last Olympics. So that was our three gold at the last Olympic Games. Then they also won.
Hold on.
Have I ever set a fourth goal at the last Olympics?
I feel like we both somehow have. How is this possible that I'd be the same person as well?
I'm completely out there.
Sorry.
None of the three of us know who this is.
So no one's getting a point here. Is that what we're...
No, Mick is getting the point as things stand because I can't... It's my goal. But just this panic station's
where,
here.
Where?
I have somebody from 1956 ready to go, but I don't have somebody from evidently 2024.
56. We did a great piece about the 56.
I'm not sure if it's 56, but
there was a fight between
a long time ago.
Two of the medalists in Belfast. That was a classic in Queen's Hall. But sorry,
Fiona Murta.
Oh my God! This is.
Well, no, it's got to be back to you now. You're going to get correct. The gold medalist, and I'm screwed. Let me see if I can think of the gold medalist though for a second.
Just give us the names you have written down there. We'll...
No, because then it'll be back to him. And that just came to my head.
I was done.
He'll think if somebody won a gold medal in the last Olympics, we're going to remember it at some point.
I mean, maybe you're not. Maybe you've been.
So we have Reese of the rowing. Oh.
Oh. But the thing is,
what's the sec? I have to say the one I know. Soxburn.
of course.
God, no, sucks.
No. No, God.
What? It is.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Give me details.
Colloquially known as boxer won a bronze medal in the 50s at some point.
Bronze 56.
Yeah. No. What's his first name?
Anthony Byrne.
Yeah, he's Soxburn. Come on now. There's a statue of him somewhere.
It's okay. I've saved our blushes.
You have not.
Daniel Whiffen.
Oh, Daniel. At the same time, I don't think I'm out. Dara Lynch.
And I don't think I'm out. Mona McSherry.
Why did I just go to swimming? We are surrounded by... You were on the piss with Dara Lynch.
We put his medal on a dog.
I don't want to lose this point. I can't believe we forgot Daniel Whiffen.
And Mona McSherry and Dara Lynch.
We just didn't go to the pool. Except for a fleeting visit in 1996.
I think you were all in the whiskey, what? Anyway...
I got Dara Lynch. We have that boat now. So I know... So we're missing two of the women's four.
No,
right?
One. I got one.
And...
You're missing...
Are we missing any other boxers?
The 50s was...
I only knew socks.
There was another one in the 80s. And then there was another 2012 you're missing. And then there are the bonus points.
Another 2012... Okay.
Well, we gotta go.
No, well, I'm not out yet then. You shouldn't have told me that information. 2012. Right, we have Darren, we have Kenny, Paddy.
I can't believe you forgot Daryl Lynch.
Well,
did we forget him, or did they actually just get answered, Ger?
No, they got answered 45 minutes later after we prompted you.
Oh, do you know what? Just for the sake of, Owen deserves the medal, the point after remembering this.
You're out.
I am, yeah.
Okay, any bonus point answers?
No.
Jack B. Yeats.
I was going to say, are you accepting for art?
Yeah. We are, yeah. The double points are all for Jack B. Yeats. Oliver St. John Gogarty also won, also in 1924, which I didn't realise. And then Letitia Marion Hamilton won in the 1948 Olympics. And she won bronze for the Meath Hunt point-to-point races.
Who was the 2012 person?
John Joe.
Ah, Jesus.
The juried art competitions
stopped.
That's bad now,
I should be forgetting them.
After a 1949 decision, because the IOC stated the majority of our contestants worked as professional artists and therefore it was against the Olympic spirit of amateur competition. What a bunch of dickheads they were.
Daniel Wiffen,
I couldn't believe I forgot him. Jim McCourt, 64 bronze medal in lightweight boxing. Hugh Russell was flyweight in 1980. David Wilkins was James Wilkinson's Flying Dutchman partner. Freddie Gilroy, no relation, 56 bronze. Fred Teat, 56 in the Teat boxing
hear
dynasty.
McGee saying Freddie Gilroy.
John Caldwell, 56. Fred Teat won silver. John Caldwell won bronze in flyweight and Freddie Gilroy won bantamweight. They fought in Belfast in the King's Hall for in front of like 40,000 people. Anyway, that's it. So who gets the point? Gets the point. What an embarrassment.
Jeez.
Shatters. Listen, Daniel Wiffen's a deep cut.
We're going to have to skip one of these. Which is the longest? This one is 26. And what's the final one?
Just ask the better question.
31. Well, neither of these. Okay.
Neither of these are bad.
Exactly. Mm. Name every ground that has hosted a game in either of the two All-Ireland Senior Hurling Provincial Championships or four Senior Football Provincial Championships. So skip the word All-Ireland, right? In the Provincial Championships, Hurling and Football, there have been 26 venues used around the country so far. We're looking for actual stadium names, not the town. So, the stadium name, I don't care about the sponsor so much.
Okay.
You know, the grubby commercialism. But if you want to give the sponsor a shout out, that's okay too.
What's the order?
Any provincial ground.
The order is Owen.
Sorry, any provincial ground, hurling or football
that's that has been used so far
this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Cusick Park.
You're saying Cusick Park.
Yep.
And you mean
Cusick Park. DEG. Or sorry, no, Páirc Cuisiog. Something Biomet, Páirc Cuisiog.
Yeah, okay.
In Ennis.
Which Park. One, I think, is the question.
Oh, yeah.
St. Eric's Park or Clonus?
Yeah.
The Athletic Grounds in Armagh.
Boxit Athletic Grounds, Armagh, St. Eric's Park, Clonus is correct.
Páirc Cuíve?
Páirc Cuíve. Super Value Páirc Cuíve. Is that? It's down there somewhere.
Simple Stadium.
FBD Semple Stadium. Yeah.
Walsh Park.
Azuri Walsh Park.
Gaelic Grounds.
Not by the hurlers. Did the footballers play there?
Gaelic Grounds in Limerick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah,
the footballers did. Yeah, because he totally didn't know
that. I was there.
The hurlers have it at home.
Hang on. No. You out, sucker.
Such a trap.
That is such a nightmare.
That's such a trap.
Such a nightmare.
Fitzgerald Stadium?
Nope.
Not yet. Kerry and Clare.
You out, sucker, too.
Oh,
that was a good round. Easy. Woo. Too many of the other ones.
We may as well go to the other one now.
To go through. Well, okay, Emmett. We're going to go through the other one.
Pick up my pen.
Round three. Next Saturday is the FA Cup final day. We want you to name every finalist of the FA Cup since 1975. There are 31 in total. And any delays on this round, you're getting bzzzt, tasered. David first.
Since 1971?
Five.
Okay. Manchester City.
Manchester City, correct. Seven times.
Arsenal.
Arsenal, 13 times.
Liverpool.
10 times.
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa twice.
Sorry. I'm missing the one that Owen just said.
Liverpool.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Chelsea. Oh,
very kind. You did not have to do that.
Manchester United.
Correct. Some might say, you know, naive.
Spurs.
Tottenham Hotspur, four times. Oh, a real cup team, aren't they? Since 1991. I almost forgive Villa for not relegating Spurs the weekend. Almost. Come on, Mick.
Everton.
Everton. Correct.
Wigan Athletic.
Six times. Wigan Athletic.
Southampton.
Southampton. Correct. Since 1975, 2003 was the cut-off point there.
Crystal Palace.
Palace, three times, 90, 16, 25. Partiola, right?
Hull City.
Hull City. With the Irish lads. It's down on my list somewhere. Where is it? 2014.
Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, 1991. Just the once.
Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough. With that team, Fabrizio Ravanelli, Janino. 97. Owen.
Leeds.
Leeds. Super Leeds. I don't think so.
Early 70s, was it?
Yeah.
That was the last time they were there?
You out.
Missed by 1 year. 74, they were definitely in them when they lost to Sunderland.
Yeah, well, best of luck with that, Owen.
73, I think.
No special price for that.
73. Newcastle United.
Newcastle twice in the 90s. Where's that?
Yeah.
98 and 99 back to back. Did Shearer lead them?
Yeah, yeah. They got hammered by United in the final, didn't they?
2-0 in both games, yeah. 98 and 99. But 2.
No, it was never that.
We had them.
Wrong generation.
Forgot to write that off. Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday in 1993. Mixing his happy space there.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon once in 1988, famously. A winning trip. All those miss Penn.
And Portsmouth.
Lee Sanchez. Did he comment to those stories? 08 and 2010.
Middlesbrough.
You already said it.
Amateur mistake.
Another 10.
West Ham, Watford, Fulham, Southampton, Ipswich, QPR, Brighton and Hove Albion, Coventry City, Sunderland, Millwall, Cardiff, Stoke and Leicester.
You had a bit of...
And Leicester, Jesus, I should have got
Mick's on six. Owen's on five. David's on one. The, once again, fun-free magic number round. I'm going to give you a list of items which you must add together, etc., etc. If you're bang on, you get 3 points. If no one gets it correct, the closest gets two. Second gets one. If you go bust, nothing. I'm looking for the number of uncapped players in Heimir Hallgrimsson's Ireland squad to face Granada.
Oh, for God's sake.
Plus, the number of tries Leinster have scored in the Champions Cup knockout rounds this season.
Jesus Christ.
Plus, the number of combined men's football and hurling senior All-Irelands won by Galway. So as a county, how many All-Ireland men's titles have they won? Plus the number of goals Harry Kane scored in this season's Champions League. Your 30 seconds expires and practice after things.
This is the biggest guesswork I've ever had.
Shiny beads. How many uncapped players in Heimir Hallgrimsson's Ireland squad? Plus, how many tries have Leinster scored in the Champions Cup knockout rounds? So those that are in the last 16 quarterfinal and semi-final.
Every single one guesswork.
Number of combined men's football and hurling All-Ireland titles won by Galway, and the number of goals Harry Kane scored in this season's Champions League. This trick, isn't it?
It's
toughy. Mick's on his phone there, just having a little bit of Google. Hey Siri, give me the answer to that quiz.
I had the number written down a long time ago. I wasn't Googling anything. 40.
46.
51.
Oh, 52 is the correct answer.
Oh.
2 points for David, back in the game. Uncapped players?
Nine.
Oh, look, that's a real podcast.
That's been discussed in much detail on a
podcast about Ireland.
Ben and David
a special episode where Ben was reporting live from having interviewed Heimir Talking about the 9 uncapped players. David got the 9 correct answers.
I watch the consume all the content that we do.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. Apart from when I was away, obviously. Leinster tries.
16.
17.
Okay.
All Ireland's won by Galway.
12.
12 is correct.
Oh, I had that one.
And 14 goals by Harry Kane.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Owen.
8. Well, which I thought was impressive.
So far away. What did you get?
46 uncapped players ahead, 4 down.
All right.
I didn't look at that squad once.
Mick's on 6. Owen's on 6. David's on 3.
All to play for.
Oh,
I bought the rapid fire last week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was giving out. Was that you put a bid in for Devin Locke? That was a joke that nobody got, apart from me.
Sure, was there drinking out of a little bottle of Mick's face on it?
No, I put it in after Mark Allen's black.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
I was drinking a little bottle of what?
You're drinking out of a little bottle with Mick's face on it.
Creepy.
You should get one of those, though.
Yeah. That guy, I wonder where he is now.
Our winner tonight is going to be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff, the Usman Dembeles from the Karamoko Dembeles, the Leinsters from the Leicesters. It's the never unfair egalitarian rapid fire round.
Double barrel.
He's got Usman in the wrong place there. Isn't he?
He's no, wheat. But it was not. He's the man.
Sorry, you're right.
The man.
Actually, yeah, he's the wheat. You just get a rapid fire, 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We're going to start the player on the lowest score, which is David. David, these also, by the way, these questions are very tough. As rapid fire go, they're supposed to be very easy, but these aren't.
Okay.
Are you ready, David?
Go on.
Your 20 seconds starts now. What city will the Challenge Cup final take place in?
Bilbao.
What team finished second in the Championship this season?
Ipswich.
Who were Armagh drawn against in round one of the All-Ireland?
Derry.
What club does Jaden Uma play for?
Benfica.
Who is the Galway hurling manager?
Michael O'Donoghue.
John Part is associated with what sport?
Darts.
In what city will the Champions League final be held?
Budapest.
How many points is the blue ball worth in snooker?
5.
Oh, that was impressive.
Woo!
That was very good. That's overwhelming favourite now, I would say.
I don't know how I got you out of it there.
What did it say? Ask these 11. Questions to David.
This actually a load of bollocks, this whole conspiracy between the three of us. Like, we're just three good mates that we all get along with each other, you know?
And give each other the answers to the questions.
We absolutely don't do that.
That was very impressive,
David. That was good. And I would expect you to know them all as well. They were
easy. Yeah.
They weren't easy, but I would expect you to know all those answers.
So what, we're 5 behind now.
You're dead. Oh, sorry, there was a draw before we came on air.
Yeah, we're only 3 ahead, so now we're 5 behind.
Our favourite one is Toinkos. Is Mick versus Owen. Mick, it says. Mick.
I'll go now, so.
Second place questions. Mick, your 20 seconds starts now. Who do Munster play this weekend in the URC?
Connacht.
Who finished bottom of the Championship this season?
Wednesday.
Who were Meath drawn against in round one of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship?
Pass, I know.
What club does Joel Bagan play for?
I didn't hear you. Pass.
Who is the Dublin hurling manager?
Neil O'Callaghan.
Lennox Lewis associated with what sport? Boxer. In what city will the Conference League final be held?
Conference fucking league final.
You were devastated when Aston Villa didn't get to it, so you would have been delighted to get to this one, no?
Yeah, but I just don't know where it is. Like, it's not on Leipzig. My map. Like,
it's being held in Leipzig. Locomotive.
Well, David's one clear.
That's where the Challenge Cup final was on.
Cork or Fengmeath?
Cork and Meath. I knew that. Sure, was a big TV controversy. I just
one away.
Joel Bagan plays for Cardiff City. You didn't hear the question because you were ranting, I suspect.
No, well, internally ranting. At that
Yeah. So
I'm one off, was I?
I can't believe
Wednesday
this.
I thought you really took your time after. I got in Lennox Lewis halfway through the question so that I get another question in, and then you just stop talking.
Do you ever stop complaining?
If you said
like,
pass
weekly. Like, I don't get this, I don't get that. Like, come on, Mick.
Have you ever even heard the crappy quiz?
Well, no, that's true. No, like...
Things took a turn, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're all so wound up, like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've been here for so much time. Like, I have so much work to do.
The final, if you just... Instead of getting angry at Leipzig, if you just passed, I would have got to the next one.
I thought I was more than one behind, I have to be honest. That's a fair accusation. Let's go.
Now... If we get to... Anyway, look, there's a controversy brewing. Put the phone down.
Millennials.
Owen, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who do Leinster face in this weekend's URC?
The Lions.
What team play Millwall in the Championship playoffs this evening?
I don't know.
Who were Dublin drawn against in round one of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship?
Loud.
What club does Jack Moylan play for?
Don't know.
Who is the Kildare hurling manager?
It is Dowling.
Michael Chang is associated with what sport?
Tennis.
In what city will the Europa League final be held?
Istanbul.
Correct.
I should have taken those questions.
What did you get? Four.
Four?
What did you get wrong? Hull City, Millwall. Did you get that?
No, we got that wrong.
Louth play Dublin.
Yeah. That.
Jack Moylan plays for Lincoln.
Yeah. No.
You didn't get that.
No, sorry. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah.
Are we giving him Dowling?
Yes, yeah. I think so. Yeah, rapid fire.
Brian
so,
Dowling. Yeah. Brian Dowling is correct. Michael Tang is associated with tennis.
So
is
what's
correct.
That? Is he?
Did you get Istanbul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the score? Owen's on 11. David's on 11.
Oh.
Jeez. Michael Chang, I was not sure of.
Are you not?
No.
No.
Oh, I loved your questions. I can't believe I chose not to get them. Although, in fairness, Cork and Mead, like, if I was one off, disgraceful. Anyway, on to the winners. Tie break.
Your last question was how many points did you get for a touchdown? Your last question was, what number is the big fish in darts? Do you know that?
170.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Anyway, you're each going to have to write down an answer. Oh, the number
you
were
just about to squeeze out that last question as well.
Yeah.
You went super fast for David.
How many goals...
Well, like, God, the answer's right.
How many goals does John Aldridge have for the Republic of Ireland?
Oh, that's a knowable
question.
Are you
question writing
this down? Write it down, yeah.
Is there a second one?
There is a second one,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a knowable question.
Show me, hold up.
14.
15.
19 is the correct answer. David wins!
Come back from the ages.
Well done.
Cheers on.
Back to back. Oh, make
a 8 out of 8. Well done. I am sick of because I knew the answer to that question.
I actually completely don't deserve to win that, to be honest.
You got 8 out of 8, rapid fire. Of course,
yeah, the rest of
the show's still up.
Storming off.
He's to go to a stag.
That's our Uber.
Off the ball, rugby.
They didn't have to work as hard as Ireland, and we often hear that in sport. It doesn't matter how hard, but you have to work. You still get the same amount of points, whether you have to go 20 phases or 2 phases.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.